भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायस्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम फॉर द भागवतम क्लास। थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग। सो टुडे विल बी रीडिंग द 82nd चैप्टर ऑफ कृष्णा बुक विच इज कृष्णा मीट्स द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन। सो फर्स्ट आई जस्ट विल रिसाइट दिस वर्ड्स एंड देन विल डिस्कस दिस चैप्टर फ्रॉम द बिगिनिंग। So this is the 48th verse, the last verse of this chapter, a very important verse. So let us recite that. Ahushyate nalinabha padaravindam. Please recite. Ahushyate nalinabha padaravindam. Yogeshware ridhi vichintya magad bodhe. संसार कूप पतितोत्तरणावलंबम् कूप पतितोत्तरणावलंबम् गेहं जुषामपि मनसि उदियात् सदा नः। आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगेश्वरे हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाध बोधहे। संसार कूप पतितो तरणावलंबम् गेहं जुषामपि मनसि उदियात् सदा नः। आहुष्यते नलिननाभपदारविन्दम् योगेश्वरे हृदि विचिन्त्य मगाध बोधये। संसार कूप पतितो तरणावलम्बम् गेहं जुषामपि मनसि उदियात् सदा नः। Would you like to repeat this? Please repeat the verse. Even. Yes, Mataji. Okay. Achha, writing is not proper. Okay, no problem. Aho. The gopis said. Cha. And. Te. Your. Nalinanabha. O Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower. Padarvindam, lotus feet, yoga ishvarahe, by the great mystic yogis, ridhi, within the heart, vichintyam, to be meditated upon, agad bodhe, who were highly learned philosophers, samsara kupa, the dark well of material existence, patita, of those fallen, uttarana, of deliverers, avalambam, the only shelter, geham, family affairs, jusham, of those engaged Api, although, Manasi, in the minds, Udiyat, let be awakened, Sada, always, Naha, our. Translation, the gopis spoke thus, Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts. Although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshumlitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we'll be reading from the 82nd chapter of the Krishna book, which is Lord Krishna and Balaram meet the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Once upon a time, while Krishna and Balaram were living peacefully in the great city of Dwarka, there was the rare occasion of a full solar eclipse, which takes place at the end of every kalpa, or day of Brahma. At the end of every kalpa, the sun is covered by a great cloud. An incessant rain covers the lower planetary systems up to Swargaloka. By astronomical calculation, people were informed about this great eclipse prior to its taking place, and therefore, everyone, both men and women, decided to assemble at the holy place in Kurukshetra, known as Samanta Panchaka. Okay, so all of you know that Krishna, he left Vrindavan, went to Mathura, and then from there he went to Dwarka. And when Krishna and Balaram were living in Dwarka, at that time there was a great solar eclipse. And it said it's not an ordinary solar eclipse, because solar eclipse generally happens every year or once in few years. But this was a very, very special solar eclipse that takes place only once in a day of Brahma. And naturally, everybody was very much excited about this event. So therefore, people from all over the country, they came to Kurukshetra. And why they came to Kurukshetra? Because it's a very famous place of pilgrimage. Actually, by this time, Krishna had not spoken Bhagavad Gita in Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra was famous even before Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita there. That's why Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita first verse is Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. So why Kurukshetra was such a holy place? Because Parashuram, when he killed all the Kshatriyas, their blood got accumulated in different ponds. You can imagine that Parashuram, he killed so many Kshatriyas. So, yes, so why Kurukshetra is so special? because Parashuram, he killed all the Kshatriyas, and after that he came to Kurukshetra to atone for all his sinful activities. So Prabhupada mentions a very nice point. He says that sometimes killing is necessary, but killing is never encouraged. So Parashuram came to atone for his sinful activities. Thus, from time immemorial, the killing of living entities is prohibited all over the world. So taking advantage of the occasion of the solar eclipse, all important persons from all parts of Bharatavarsha visited the holy place of pilgrimage. Some of the important personalities are mentioned as follows. So some of the examples are Akrura, Vasudeva, Ugrasena, Gada, Pradyumna. So many great personalities, the Kauravas, and people from all over India, they assembled at Kurukshetra. And then the description is given that when the Yadus, they came to Kurukshetra, they were looking very beautiful. Prabhupada says the Yadus are naturally beautiful, but yet on this occasion, when they appeared duly decorated with gold necklaces and flower garlands, dressed in valuable clothing and properly armed with their respective weapons, their natural beauty and personalities were 100 times enhanced. The members of the Yadu dynasty came to Kurukshetra in their gorgeously decorated chariots, which resembled the airplanes of the demigods and which were pulled by big horses that moved like the waves of the ocean. So the Yadus, they came in very beautifully decorated chariots. And Prabhupada says they're naturally beautiful, but when they were so well decorated, the beauty was enhanced. How many times? 100 times, Prabhupada says. So, and some of the Yadus, they came in, they rode on sturdy, stalwart elephants that move like the clouds in the sky. Their wives were carried on beautiful palanquins by beautiful men whose features resembled those of the Vidyadharas. And the wives of all the Yadu dynasty, they were carried in beautiful palanquins. The entire assembly looked as beautiful as an assembly of the demigods of heaven. After arriving in Kurukshetra, the members of the Yadu dynasty took their baths ceremoniously with self-control and as enjoined in the Shastras, and they observed fasting for the whole period of the eclipse in order to nullify the reactions of their sinful activities. Since it is a Vedic custom to give in charity as much as possible during the hours of the eclipse, the members of the Yadu dynasty distributed many hundreds of cows in charity to the Brahmanas. So what they did, they first took their bath, because that's the first thing that one is supposed to do in a place of pilgrimage, and after that they gave lot of charity, many cows. And in the Vedic custom, cows were not donated just simply cows. No, they were decorated with ornaments, jewelry, beautiful clothes. And after the eclipse, they again took their baths and they gave lot of charity. And then they fed prasadam to the Brahmanas. The interesting thing, Prabhupada says, they fed cooked food. So what is cooked food? Prabhupada says that cooked food means the fried things like puris, kachoris, samosas, sweet balls, they are cooked food. And rice, vegetable, chapati, they are raw food. Kacha and pakka, they say. So breakfast time is soon approaching, so at least we can hear about these beautiful items that they cooked. And all the Brahmanas were sumptuously fed with cooked food. So one may think, Prabhupada is saying, that these Yadu dynasty people, are they performing some karma kanda? No, Prabhupada makes it clear. Prabhupada is saying, the ceremonial functions performed by the members of the Yadu dynasty externally resemble the ritualistic ceremonies performed by the karmis. When a karmi performs some ritualistic ceremony, his ambition is sense gratification, right? That's why people do many yajnas, pujas. Why? Because they want good position, good wife, home, children, wealth, etc. But were the Yadus also doing this for the same reasons? No. Prabhupada says, in going to take their baths in the holy place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, in observing the regulative principles during the solar eclipse, or in feeding the Brahmanas, in all their activities. Whose activities? The activities of the Yadu dynasty people. They simply thought of devotion to Krishna. Their ideal worshipable Lord was Krishna and no one else. This is very important. So whatever the devotees do, they do for the pleasure of Krishna. So these people of the Yadu dynasty, although they observed all these ceremonies, but their goal was to please Krishna. And then, after the Brahmanas were fed, the host, they also took prasadam. And then after that, they took rest. In the meanwhile, what happened? Different devotees met with each other. So the inhabitants of Vrindavan had also come. Yes, this is the most important part in this chapter. That, see, after for many, many years, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they never met Krishna and Balaram. So this time, when they heard that Krishna and Balaram are coming to Kurukshetra, and Kurukshetra is not very far from Vrindavan. So, it's far, but not as far as Dwarka. So the inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they were living great anxiety because of separation from Krishna and Balaram. So taking advantage of the solar eclipse, they all came to see their life and soul, Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram, they were the life and soul of all the Brajvasis. And as soon as they heard that Krishna and Balaram are coming to Kurukshetra, they immediately came in a big procession to Kurukshetra. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were well-wishers and intimate friends of the Yadu dynasty. The meeting of the two parties after long separation was a very touching incident. All the Yadus, the residents of Vrindavan, felt such great pleasure in meeting and talking together that it was a unique scene. Meeting after long separation, they were all jubilant, their hearts throbbed, and their faces appeared like freshly bloomed lotus flowers. Drops of tears fell from their eyes, and the hair on their body stood on end. And because of the extreme ecstasy, they were temporarily speechless. In other words, they dove into the ocean of happiness. So this is what, and all the devotees they met, and the women also met each other. But the interesting thing is, Prabhupada mentions, like people also in this world, when they meet their relatives, they are very happy, they embrace each other. What they talk about? All worldly affairs. But Prabhupada mentions here, ultimately, however, all the talks was only of Krishna. All the neighbors and relatives were connected with Lord Krishna's pastimes in the world, and as such, Krishna was the center of all their activities. Whatever activities they perform, social, political, religious or conventional, were all transcendental. The real elevation of human life rests on knowledge and renunciation. As stated in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service rendered to Krishna automatically produces perfect knowledge and renunciation. The family members of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherds of Vrindavan had their minds fixed on Krishna. This is the system of perfect knowledge. And because their minds were always engaged in Krishna, they were automatically freed from all material activities. So knowledge and renunciation, therefore, do not mean dry speculation and renunciation of activities. Rather, one must start speaking and acting only in relationship with Krishna. So this is what Prabhupada is saying, that what is Krishna consciousness? That we simply speak and act in relation to Krishna. So in this way, all the relatives, they met each other, right? And this is how, that's a very important lesson, that how we should meet each other. When we meet devotees, even during Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when devotees used to meet each other, they used to embrace one another and soak each other with their tears of love. And they always used to discuss pastimes about Krishna. Right? What happened when Mahaprabhu met Ramananda Rai? They discussed about Krishna. When Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar used to meet, they used to discuss about Krishna. So this is something that as devotees we must all learn, that whenever we meet devotees, we must always discuss about Krishna. That is the real relationship among devotees, among Vaishnavas. So Vasudev met his sister. Who is the sister of Vasudev? Kunti Devi, right? That is the relationship. That is how Kunti Devi is the aunt of Krishna. Because Vasudeva is the father of Krishna. And Kunti Devi is the sister of Vasudeva. So Vasudeva and Kunti Devi spoke to each other. So Vasudeva pacified his sister Kunti Devi. Oh my dear sister, you went through so many tribulations, right? Because Kunti Devi, she had a very hard life. Her husband passed away. Then she had to take care of her young sons. And Duryodhan and all the Kauravas, they were trying to, they tried in many ways to kill them. So they had a very, very hard time. So Vasudeva is saying, don't worry my dear sister Kunti Devi, it happens sometimes. This is happening all by the ultimate desire of Krishna. So in this way, they all met each other and spoke about Krishna. And very interestingly, we see here that when Devaki and Rohini, they met Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they were very grateful. They said, my dear Nanda and Yashoda, we are very grateful to you because you took very nice care of Krishna and Balaram. Because Krishna and Balaram, they came to Gokul. So they are expressing their gratitude. They are saying, we are very thankful to you. You took such nice care of Krishna and Balaram. And they were very lovingly they met each other. Balaram and Krishna embraced King Nanda and Yashoda. Actually, the love, the Vatsalya Bhav of Mother Yashoda is far, far greater than that of Devaki. So when Devaki and Vasudeva should relate to Krishna Balaram, there was some sense of awe and reverence between them. Like Vasudeva and Devaki, they knew that Krishna and Balaram are Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore they had some respect. So their relationship was not so intimate. But when it came to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they had pure Vatsalya. There was not even a tinge of any conception of awe and reverence or respect. So as soon as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda saw Krishna and Balaram, Krishna and Balaram came running to them. They embraced them. Mother Yashoda put Krishna on her lap. So there was very, very heart-rending meet that they had. And Lord Krishna and Balaram became choked up. They could not speak. So much love they had. The most fortunate Nanda and Mother Yashoda placed their sons on their laps and began to embrace them to their full satisfaction. Because of separation from Krishna and Balaram, Nanda and Yashoda had been merged in great distress for a very long time. Now after meeting them and embracing them, all their sufferings were mitigated. So actually, it's actually incomprehensible. Just imagine, Nanda and Yashoda, they love Krishna and Balaram so much. It is said that after Krishna and Balaram left Vraj, they stopped all their activities. And here they are, after so many years, they are meeting again their beloved Krishna and Balaram. And then the friends of Krishna, they met Krishna and Balaram. Then ultimately, who met Krishna and Balaram now? The gopis, as Prabhupada says here. The gopis were so much attached to Krishna that they could not tolerate not seeing him even momentarily when their eyelids blinked and impeded their vision. They condemned Brahma, the creator of the body, because he foolishly made eyelids which blinked and checked their seeing Krishna. Because they had been separated from Krishna for so many years, the gopis, having come along with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, felt intense ecstasy upon seeing Krishna. Then Prabhupada makes a very interesting statement. He says, no one can even imagine how eager the gopis were to see Krishna again. As soon as Krishna became visible to them, they took him inside their hearts and through their eyes embraced him to their full satisfaction. So let's little bit discuss about this. What Prabhupada is saying, that he is quoting that verse from Gopi Geet. Atatiyat bhavan ahanikananam truti yugayate tvam apashyatam kutilakuntalam shrimukham chate jadau dikshatam pakshmakrit prisham. This is a verse from Gopi Geet in which the gopis are saying, Atatiyat bhavan ahanikananam. Oh, our dear Krishna, when you go to the forest, Because Krishna used to go to the forest every day in the morning. So when Krishna was going to the forest, at that time the gopis, they had darshan of Krishna. And after that, when Krishna was in forest, the gopis could no longer see Krishna face to face. So that time they are saying that when you go to the forest, my dear Krishna, how we feel? We feel as if truti yugayate. Truti means a second and yugayate means a yuga, a very long time. So Krishna, in your absence, we are feeling a second, a moment to be like many years. This is similar to what Mahaprabhu says, yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Same Mahaprabhu says in Sikshashtakam, yugayitam nimeshena, that in the separation from Krishna, the gopis are thinking one moment to be like 12 years or more, to be yuga, to be like a millennium. So therefore, and the gopis are saying that when we have your darshan, unfortunately we cannot have your full darshan. Why? Because of the eyelids. Because eyelids are blinking, right? Actually, eyelids, when they blink, we don't even notice how eyelids are blinking. It's involuntary. But the gopis, they were so much absorbed in having darshan of Krishna, they are condemning Brahma. They are saying, Brahma, what a foolish creature. He doesn't know how to create properly. He has created these eyes with eyelids, and these eyelids are always obstructing our darshan of Krishna. So you can imagine that how much the gopis, they were eager to have darshan of Krishna, that eyelids were an obstruction in their darshan of Krishna. And that is why they condemned Brahmaji, that he is not a good creator. He doesn't know how to create nicely. And imagine, the same gopis, for many years they didn't have darshan of Krishna. And now, today at Kurukshetra, after many years, they are having darshan of Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada is saying that nobody can describe, nobody can imagine what the gopis were feeling when they saw Krishna and Balaram after so many years. Krishna could understand that the gopis were wrapped in ecstasy by embracing him in their minds. And therefore, since he is present in everyone's heart, he reciprocated the embracing from within. So at this stage, the gopis are embracing Krishna, not physically, but within their minds. And since Krishna is there in everyone's heart, Krishna is also reciprocating. Krishna was sitting with Mother Yashoda and his other mothers, Devaki and Rohini. But when the mothers engaged in talking, he took the opportunity and went to a secluded place to meet the gopis. So here is the interesting thing. So Krishna was looking for a chance to meet the gopis. And as soon as he saw that all the elders, they became busy in talking to each other, Krishna immediately sneaked. He went and met the gopis. And as soon as he approached the gopis, the Lord smiled. And after embracing them and inquiring about their welfare, he began to encourage them, saying, now Krishna is speaking to the gopis. Very interesting. Please hear. Krishna is saying, my dear friends, you know that Lord Balaram and I left Vrindavan just to please our relatives and family members. Thus, we were long engaged in fighting with our enemies and were obliged to forget you, who were so much attached to me in love and devotion. I can understand that I have been ungrateful to you, but still I know that you are faithful to me. May I inquire if you have been thinking of us, although we had to leave you behind? My dear gopis, do you now dislike remembering me, considering me to have been ungrateful to you? Do you take my misbehavior with you very seriously? So Krishna is trying to pacify them. Krishna is saying that, my dear gopis, don't think that I left you without any reason. No, I left you because I had some duties to perform. I had to kill so many demons. So please don't misunderstand me. Then Krishna speaks of philosophy. He's saying that by the will of the Supreme, sometimes people, they are separated and they are brought together. So he says, my dear gopis, you may know from me that it is my energies which are acting everywhere. So Krishna speaks about philosophy. He's saying ultimately everything is coming from me. So I am inside everything. So in this way, actually, there is no question of separation from you. I am always with you. So Prabhupada is saying
this important instruction by Lord Krishna to the gopis can be utilized by all devotees engaged in Krishna consciousness. The whole philosophy is considered on the basis of inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference. So anyway, so Krishna, he pacified the gopis by telling them philosophy. But what happened? Were the gopis happy to hear the philosophy from Krishna? No, they were not happy. The gopis prayed to Krishna, "Dear Krishna, from your navel emanated the original lotus flower, which is the birth site of Brahma." This is the verse which I quoted now. Ahustet nalinabha padarvindam. So, the gopis were not very happy by these statements of Krishna. Actually, this whole scene of Krishna meeting with the gopis in Vrindavan was actually again performed by whom? By Lord Chaitanya in his Jagannath Puri pastimes. If you all know that what is Rath Yatra actually, the inner sentiment Prabhupada in this Krishna book he writes, he says that the Rath Yatra festival observed by Lord Chaitanya is the emotional process of taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani refused to go with Krishna to Dwarka to enjoy his company in the atmosphere of royal opulence, for she wanted to enjoy his company in the original Vrindavan atmosphere. Lord Krishna, being profoundly attached to the gopis, never goes away from Vrindavan, and the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan remain fully satisfied in Krishna consciousness. So let us little bit discuss about this beautiful pastime. So when Mahaprabhu was there in Jagannath Puri, he used to observe Rath Yatra. And what is this Rath Yatra? Rath Yatra is actually taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is that pastime in Kurukshetra that happened when all the Vrajvasis, they met Krishna in Kurukshetra. Although they were very happy that they saw Krishna after many years, but at the same time they were also sad. Why they were sad? Because this was not the Krishna that they loved. Because they liked Krishna dressed in natural dress with peacock feather, with flute in the hand. But here, what Krishna they saw? Here Krishna was seated in over a big elephant, huge chariots, having dress of a royal king with big helmets and belts and all this armors. So they were not happy to see this opulent form of Krishna. Krishna was surrounded by so many ministers, so many soldiers, chariots, horses, elephants. They were not happy in this atmosphere. Why? Because the Vrajvasis, what atmosphere they like? They like the bank of Yamuna, the gopis. They love the bank of Yamuna with cool breeze, beautiful trees, kadamba, and peacocks dancing and birds chirping. So this is the atmosphere that the Vrajvasis, they want Krishna to be in. And this is the atmosphere in which they want to associate with Krishna. So they were not happy to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. So therefore, they are pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, and that is the whole mood of Rath Yatra. Srimati Radharani and all the gopis are actually pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan, taking Krishna to Vrindavan. And this was the same mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited during Rath Yatra pastimes at Jagannath Puri. So let us hear, read a few verses in this connection. So this appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 13, the ecstatic dancing of Lord at Rath Yatra. So Mahaprabhu is saying, so yes, similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Swarup Damodar to sing the refrain, "Avasesha Radha Krishne Kare Nivedan Sei Tumi Sei Ami Sei Navasangam." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath, "You are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Tathapi amaramana hare vrindavana vrindavane udaya karau apana charana." although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with a lotus feet in Vrindavan. Iha lokaranya hati ghoda rathadvani taha pushparanya bhinga pika nadishuni. So what Radhani is saying? In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of the bees and the chirping of the birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Taha gopavesha sange murali vadan. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. Amalaya punalila kara Vrindavane, tave amar mano vancha hayata purane. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. So similarly, Mahaprabhu, he recited many beautiful verses. And Sarup Damodar Goswami, he recited these verses. Actually, Sarup Damodar was the only one who understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya. And he recited many beautiful verses to please Lord Chaitanya. And he also recited the same verse which we read today. Ahushyate nalilanabha padar vindam yogeshware ridivichintya magad bodhe sansar kupapatito taranavalambam geham jusham api manasi udiyat sadanaha. And then nicely Mahaprabhu sings, anyara hridaya mana mora mana vrindavana mane vane ek kari jani taha tomar padadvaya kara hoya diudaya tobe tomar punna kripa mani. So speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, for most people the mind and heart are one, but because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you are like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. Prananath sunamora satya nivedan vraja amar sadana taha tomara sangama na paile na rahe jivana. Srimati Radharani is saying, my dear Lord, kindly hear my submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. If I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. And then she says, my dear Krishna, formerly when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. So the gopis, Radharani is saying that don't talk all this philosophy to me. We are not interested in your Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Earlier you had also sent Uddhava to teach us Jnana Yoga. But Krishna, please don't speak all this philosophy to us. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even I try, I cannot do so. Just see what Radhani is saying. That I try to forget you, but I cannot forget you. Just see the conditions of the Vrajvasis. We are trying to remember Krishna, but we cannot remember Krishna. But they are trying to, Radhani is trying to forget Krishna, but she is not trying to forget Krishna. So in this way, Mahaprabhu expresses the mood of Srimati Radharani. This is a very deep subject. I am not qualified to speak on this. But just for my purification, I just repeated some of the things. And I will end with another small incident. Actually, the mood of Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra, nobody else understood. Only Sarup Damodar had understood. Otherwise, they were thinking that what Mahaprabhu is chanting these verses. They didn't understand the meaning. But only Sarup Damodar had understood. But later, one more person understood this. Who is that? Rupa Goswami. So this is a beautiful pastime that what happened, that Rupa Goswami, he came to Jagannath Puri. And where was Rupa Goswami staying in Puri? with Haridas Thakur in the Bhajan Kutir of Haridas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu, as you know, every day he used to come to meet Haridas Thakur in his Bhajan Kutir. So as usual, Mahaprabhu came to the house of Haridas Thakur. And that time, Rupa Goswami, he wrote a beautiful verse. And that time there was no papers or laptops. So where Rupa Goswami wrote the verse? In a palm leaf. And he stuck that palm leaf under the roof of the thatched house. And then he went to take bath in the ocean, in the sea. And during this time Mahaprabhu came and he was looking around. Then he found this verse, palm leaf. So Mahaprabhu took that palm leaf out and he read. And when he read, he became extremely pleased by reading this verse. What was that verse? This was this famous verse. And then, after reading this verse, and then Rupa Goswami came back. And as soon as Mahaprabhu saw Rupa Goswami, what he did? He gently slapped him. He said, "What? Are Rupa? How you have understood my mind?" And Mahaprabhu then embraced him. He was very happy that Rupa Goswami understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya. And that is why we sing this verse. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swa Padantikam. That Rupa Goswami actually understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya. And what is that verse he had composed? Very beautiful verse. We'll just chant this verse and end.
Priyosoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tathaham Saradha Tat Idam Ubhayo Sangama Sukham Tathapyanta Khelan Madhura Murali Panchama Jushe Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinayas Priyati.
Beautiful verse. I'll chant again. Please hear nicely.
Priyosoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Saradha Tat Idam Ubhaya Sangama Sukham Tathapi Anta Khelan Madhura Murali Panchama Jushe Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinayas Priyati.
What is the meaning? My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this battlefield of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant. So who is saying? Radharani is saying to a friend, my dear friend, he is the same Krishna, I am the same Radha, and we are very happy to meet each other at Kurukshetra. But there is a problem. What is the problem? I would still like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So, which note of the flute Krishna was playing? Madhura Murali Panchama Jushe, in the fifth note. Actually, Krishna, he played his flute at different notes. And there are beautiful descriptions that different effects that Krishna had when he played different notes. But specifically, when he played the fifth note, what happened? All the gopis were attracted to Krishna. So Radhani is praying to Krishna, that, "Oh Krishna, I want you to be back in Vrindavan on the banks of Yamuna river, underneath beautiful trees of Vrindavan, where you can play flute in the fifth note." So this is the entire chapter of the residents of Vrindavan. They meet Krishna and Balaram. Hare Krishna. So thank you. So if you have any comments, questions. So very, very beautiful pastime. So tomorrow is Janmashtami. We can meditate on this, the mood of the Vrajvasis. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna book ki jai. Such a wonderful book, Krishna. So all of us, we can read more and more Krishna book.